Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud Ches. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Al Shlosha Devarim Olam Omeid, that the world stands on three things, Al Adin, V'Ala Emes, V'Ala Shalom, Shenemar Emes, Mishpat Shalom, Shiftu B'Sha'areichem. So, Olam Omeid means that, the Bartender says it means that the Yishuv will, meaning, will be Miskayim. It's not like the Olam Omeid that we had in Mishnah Be'ez. This means it keeps society running, as opposed to the entire existence of the world. So the things that keep society running are din, that we should make sure there's justice, emes, that people should not lie to one another, and shalom, that malchios should get along with each other, and people should get along with each other. Now we move on to Perek Beis. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Rebbe Omer, Ezui Derech Yishara Sheyavar Lo Adam. What is the proper path that a person should go on? Kol Shi Teferis Lo Sev, Teferis Lo Mina Adam. Whatever is a glory to those who do it, and is and will get him praise for, of other people as well. Others will glorify him as well. Vavizar b'mitzvah kalakiba, meaning look at what people admire. You know, people genuinely admire someone who's a good person and someone who takes care of other people. If a person is very wealthy but he's miserly, no one likes that person. No one admires that person. Vavizar b'mitzvah and be careful even with small mitzvos as much as you are about bigger mitzvos. You don't ultimately know what the real reward is for mitzvos. And you should calculate the loss of doing a mitzvah, which is usually very minor, it's a couple of dollars, it's a few moments, it's this or that, versus the unending schar that one gets for a mitzvah, and the schar of avera keneged hefseda. The reward of doing an Aveiro, which is a momentary pleasure, considering the loss that that one is going to suffer in the long run from the Aveiro. And if you look at three things, you're not going to come to Aveiro. You should know what is above you, an ayin ro, avos, and shemas, a seeing eye and a hearing ear, and everything that you do is going to be written down in a book, meaning there is no escaping your own actions, whatever you do is going to be recorded and remembered. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Yeches, we said that Rav Shimon Gamliel said that the world functions and runs on three things: din, emes, and shalom. And then in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, Rebbe said that the proper path that a person should go on is something that other people admire, and a person should be very careful even in lighter mitzvos, like he is in more serious, in more severe mitzvos, because you don't know ultimately what the schar of a mitzvah is, and in general think about how much the mitzvah really inconveniences you versus how much you're gaining from it, and how much you're really gaining from an avera versus how much you're ultimately going to lose from the avera. And if you look at three things, you're not going to be bali de avera: what is above you, that there's a seeing eye, a hearing ear, and that everything is going to be remembered, everything is being recorded in a sefer. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis Mishnah Beis.